Superman and the Psychiatrist.
Who's next, Angela?
There's a man to see you, Doctor. His name is Wilkins. He says he can't talk quietly. He can only shout.
Can I come in?
Yes, I see. Ask him to come in.
Come in, Mr. Wilkins.
Thank you. Hello, Doctor. Sorry to trouble you.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Wilkins. Do sit down. Now, what seems to be the trouble?
Oh, well, Doctor, I can't talk quietly. I can only shout.
How long have you been like this?
Pardon?
How long have you been like this?
About a week.
Well, don't worry. I think you've got a very nice shouting voice.
But I can't go on like this. I'll lose my job.
What is your job?
I'm a librarian. I work in a library. I can't shout at work, you know.
In that case, Mr. Wilkins, I think you should change your job.
But what can I do? No one wants a man who can only shout.
You could get a job as an English teacher.
An English teacher?
Yes, they shout all the time.
All right, Doctor. I'll do that. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Wilkins.
Hey, you! Write down this verb.
Goodbye, Mr. Wilkins. Is Mr. Wilkins all right, Doctor?
Yes, he's going to be an English teacher.
Oh.
Who's next?
Superman.
Superman?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Someone who thinks he's Superman.
No, Doctor. He really is Superman.
What? The big strong man who flies through the air?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Ask him to come in.
Yes, Doctor. Come this way, please.
Thank you.
Thank you, Angela. Good morning, Mr.
Superman.
Yes, Superman. Do sit down.
Thank you.
Well, what seems to be the trouble?
Well, Doctor, I'm Superman. People think I can do everything, but I can't. I can't do anything anymore.
What can't you do?
I can't climb buildings. I can't lift cars. And I can't fly.
Well, don't worry. A lot of people have that problem.
But you don't understand. I'm Superman. If you can't fly, you can't be Superman. It's in the contract.
Ah, yes, I see.
In the old days when people called for Superman, I could run into a telephone box, take off my boring gray city suit, and become Superman. All in 10 seconds. Yesterday, I went into a telephone box and it took me 15 minutes... just to take off my trousers. And when I came out, I couldn't remember where I was going. What do you think of that? Eh?
What? Pardon?
What do you think?
I think you should change your job.
But what can I do?
Well, you've got a very nice face. You could be a pop singer.
A pop singer?
Yes, I can see it all now. Your name will be in lights. You'll be famous.
But I am famous. I'm Superman.
Not anymore. From today, you are Rocky Superdazzle.
Do you think it's a good idea?
Yes, of course. Rocky.
Doctor?
Yes, Angela?
Mr. Wilkins is back again.
Yes, I am. I've changed my mind. I don't want to be an English teacher. What else can I do?
Don't worry, Mr. Wilkins. I've got another job for you. You can work with Rocky Superdazzle here.
How do you do?
Rocky Superdazzle? That's not Rocky Superdazzle. That's Superman. I saw him in a telephone box yesterday. Superman. Ha! It took him 15 minutes just to take off his trousers.
Well, he was Superman, but he's not Superman anymore. I think you can both work together.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard of Rod Stewart. You've heard of Mick Jagger. You've heard of Queen Elizabeth II of England. Well, tonight we present a new star on the pop scene. He's sexier than Rod Stewart. He's wilder than Mick Jagger. and he's taller than Queen Elizabeth II of England. And ladies and gentlemen, Rocky Superdazzle.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.